No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today we got Uno, the motherfucking activist, on the motherfucking podcast.
You say the motherfucking, you did.
I just had to redo it because I stuttered on activist. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm living, man.
How you like that blunt that I just rolled you?
It's a weird way you rolled it, but this shit hitting, bro.
Hey, this nigga's trash to roll the blunt, so I'm gonna keep it 100. This is my nigga, but man.
I'm not the best. I just feel like there's something that I don't get about sealing it at the end that just doesn't make it seal as good as everybody else's.
Yeah, roll it like a motherfucker. Cut into a square, a rectangle, however you want to do it. Then you roll it like a blunt, a regular blunt, you know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it? You roll it like it's a swisher?
Yeah. After you cut into the fucking... a rectangle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, I think I learned how to do it in like a weird way because I learned how to do it at the sideways angle that Tuck taught me how to do it.
Nigga, I don't even roll.
I don't understand why I'm doing it either.
Hey, man, y'all need to get that cat on camera, bro. That's
yo, this nigga, yeah, he's fine.
He's honestly on camera like most of the interviews, but what, you like him? You like cats?
I mean, I'm cool with him, bro. I just cool with it.
You got a cat? You got any pets?
No, I ain't got no pet.
Did you grow up with pets?
Yeah, I grew up with a big-ass dog. A couple dogs, all pets, but one had a German Shepherd mixed with a lab.
Uh-huh. So are we going to find out that you're on some Michael Vick shit one day?
No.
No?
I am a dog myself, you did.
Yeah. What's that mean to you? What makes you a dog?
I don't know.
Treat these hoes like a dog, man.
What makes you the activist? That's a real question.
Man, like I said before, I'm the only positive nigga in the trap, man.
That's the quote. He's said that many times, and it's like an iconic quote from him. He's the only positive guy in the trap. How did you end up at that name, though?
Man, so first, boom, I'm my dad's first son, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, I'm Uno, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Boom, everybody started calling me Uno. He used to always just call me Uno, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So when niggas asked my name, I always used to tell them Uno.
Mm-hmm.
So niggas used to call me Uno all the time. And then, shit, I just decided to add the activist to my shit because I'm always positive, you know what I'm saying? Throughout whatever, you know what I'm saying? I always look at the positive end result of everything. I always look at the bright outcome, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you always felt like an optimist throughout your life?
That's a fact.
Because there's a lot of, like, bad shit like you could get into.
I always motivate people, like, without... I don't try to motivate people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do, but, like, I always motivate people without trying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because I was listening to another interview and you were sort of describing yourself as like a real popular guy in high school, just kind of got along with everybody and everybody just seemed to like you in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like actually I could kind of see that in the rap world too, where it seems like everybody just kind of fucks with you. I never heard anybody say anything bad about you really.
I just be cooling in my own little world, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In Uno world.
Uno world. What was your dad like though? Like how did he raise you?
Well, shit, my dad ain't really raised me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And my mom split when I was like fifth grade.
Okay.
So I was always like the man in the house.
Uh-huh.
Boom, I got arrested twice when I was 14 in ninth grade. You know what I'm saying?
For what?
Second time fine, first time for stealing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? A little petty shit.
Right.
So then, like when I turned like 15, I was just getting worse and worse, just bad as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sneaking out the house. Smoking gas. My mom found Rellos and condoms in my pocket. She kicked me out.
What'd she say about the condoms? Because I had this problem when I was a kid too. And my mom
she
lost
said,
her
you
fucking
sex.
Mind.
And I was like, what you mean? She always seen me with some bad hoes. Always. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just like, what you mean? Like I didn't even understand why she asked me that question. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wait, what age did you lose your virginity?
I was in 7th grade and a bitch in 10th grade.
Okay. Yeah,
so whatever age you said.
Probably like 12, 13.
Yeah, you was dope. Turned by that. You had a bitch in 10th grade?
Yeah, I always was messing with the older crowd because I'm the oldest, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I never had a big brother, so I was always with the older people, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You always feel like you had the ability to talk to women?
Yeah.
What's the trick? How do you do it? I can't do it.
I don't need talk, bro. I don't need talk.
They just what? They like the vibe?
They just like the vibes. I'm just be vibing. My energy just be vibing. I'm just swallowing.
Right. Dude, one time, but do you abide by the practice of just like getting girls high to fuck them? Like just get them real stoned and then you can fuck them? Because I've had like my friends hate on me for that.
Case.
It doesn't, does it work? No?
It don't work, bro. I was going to sleep.
Exactly.
I'd rather fuck her sober, like. Or drunk. Oh,
weed doesn't mean sober. Like, you could be high as shit and you're not. I don't know. I feel like I never had a girl try to turn me down because she was too stoned.
No, but I'm saying
bitches will
sleep.
Fall asleep on you, though. Yeah.
Do they really?
Or they like, get awkward. They get awkward. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but like, really, bro? I smoke a lot anyway. So if you get stoned, you get stoned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
True fact.
If you get stoned, you get stoned. It's
like a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Some people may not begin like as high as other people get when they smoke.
Well, that's the problem, though, is that like girls always begin way too high. And it's like, yo, just because we all hit the blunt 10 times, fucking pass it around, we all hit it a million times, doesn't mean you got to fucking do it as much as everybody else. You need to just hit it once or twice and just see what it does to you.
Case, long story short, learn your fucking limits, man.
Women. We're just complaining about women already on this interview.
You got like no limits, man.
You don't have any limits when it comes to Kush?
Nothing.
Never no found limits. Your limit?
No limits on nothing.
So let me ask you this, a serious question.
I'm a no-limit soldier, you did.
Would you unite with the no-limit soldiers if you had a chance? That was a good era.
I do my own shit.
Okay.
Try to bring Master P back.
Master P has been around, man. He's still always trying to find a move to make. Yo, but sorry. When you became Uno the Activist, did you know about the brand of lean called Activist? Was that at least partially the reason?
That was not none of my parts of my name.
Because you were super
his
young.
His name is spelled the same.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's what everybody assumes.
People get that confused a lot, though.
People assume they assume. You can take what you think, man. It's whatever you think, bro. That's how you gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you start smoking weed around the same time you lost your fucking V card?
Yeah. I started smoking weed after.
Okay.
Cause like that shit changed my life.
So you just getting some pussy changed your life, so you had to start smoking after?
I just became savage. I don't know why.
He just hopped off the porch like fuck it.
That's when I hopped off the porch, I guess.
You think it changed you? Yeah, because a lot of times it's like going through puberty that changes people, but I think it's just getting some pussy for the first time that changes you.
Yeah, all depends on how you look at life. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That shit just opened my eyes. Like, damn, I can do this shit all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to go out there and get money.
Seeing my friends smoke all the time, I was like, shit, I want to smoke now.
Yeah.
One day I was like, yo, let's smoke. They looked at me crazy as fuck.
That's how this nigga said
it. They were surprised that you wanted to give it a go?
Yeah, they were surprised.
Damn, that's crazy.
I was still young as fuck, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was always tearing shit down for some reason.
But that's the question, though, is like, if you got like a 13-year-old kid that's hanging around, whether he's like somebody's brother or some shit, and he wants to get high, do you just let him hit it, or do you say no because they're too young?
Oh, no.
Because there's like...
Because age only determine how old you are mentally, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you acting goofy, I ain't going to let you hit the blunt, but like, if I see you, you know what I'm saying, I know what you're talking about. You up to date on shit, I'll let you hit that shit.
You
know
seem grown.
Just like my little nigga over that, you know what I'm saying?
How old is he?
Hop on the mic, my nigga.
He's got his own blunt. He's got a personal.
Yeah, nigga.
Taking over this shit.
Slide in there every day.
Smoking cookies all day, man.
You rap? Do we need to know about you?
I'm up that drop. Nah, I don't.
Do you got SoundCloud?
People want me to rap, but I don't do that, man.
Man, you might as well just...
I just chill.
Drop.
Yeah, man, I'm introducing the world to Young Nolo, man.
Young Nolo?
Young Nolo, man.
All right, now we know.
Nolo, man.
Should you introduce us to your other homie here with the do-rag?
Just my manager right here.
Oh, okay. Val. Yeah. He's fresh as hell with the do-rag.
Val Perry, you did.
The silk do-rag, that shit fire.
Me and him have both rocked do-rags in 2016,
first
so
of
we
all,
know how
nigga,
it feels.
I don't never take my shit off. My waves is on swim, you feel me?
Your waves on swim?
Hold up, follow, nigga. Hold on, man. Niggas ain't even... Oh, man, you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you ways on swim.
Let's see. Reveal the
do-rag.
Hey, man, this do-rag wars, man. Shout out to Ski, man. This do-rag wars.
Hey, yo, wave war is coming soon, bro.
The Ski Mask pulled up on me with a fucking white G-Unit fucking...
That's fine.
I don't know. Ski Mask be rocking do-rag with the dreads. That boy next level with it, man. Shout out to my boy. My young nigga. That's my young nigga too, man.
What was your waves looking like back in the day, bro? I know everybody had
the waves, man.
Everybody had.
And if you really had waves, then you was focused on getting them 360s. So you know I had them three motherfucking 60s, man.
Can I just be white as fuck and say what is 360 waves? Like what exactly?
A 360 wave. Take your hat off, buddy.
You gotta just.
Just keep your hat. I'm gonna explain it. Put your hat down. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put your head down like this. You did. You see how this shit just circle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you see how it just wave like that, bro. But okay. It's all in the circle, though, you know what I'm saying? 360. It's like you know what I'm saying? Start from the middle of the scalp, you did.
I feel like I've seen yours
some
look
niggas
crazier
go,
than they look right now. Yeah.
Some niggas go bald, right, so you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas with waves, they start going bald right there in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, they start going bald in the middle.
Black dudes go bald from having waves? I didn't know that.
No, I was trying to brush your shit out of time, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I heard too? I heard wave taps like really fuck you up. I really did. Like so,
that shit squeezed the fuck out your head, boy. Fuck you mean? Bean head ass. Fuck you talking about? I can't just wake up with a line on your shit. You wake up looking all focused and shit because your face, your eyebrows over your eyes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever see the dreadheads when they're like 40 years old and that you could tell it's been putting too much pressure on their forehead for too long and it's all they're going bald as fuck and the dreads are still strong in the back?
Yeah.
I feel bad for those guys. Now you got little dreads though. I feel like your shit's like low pressure. You see that shit when you see somebody with like eight pounds of dreads hanging off the back.
My shit like, my shit is.
Yeah, see, niggas be having the same shit.
You got the skinny little dreads. You didn't go with any color. Would you ever color them?
I don't know.
Depends how you feeling.
If I just go crazy, Rasta lifestyle, of course.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like
life could change you, bro. I don't know what the fuck gonna happen. Right. I just know I'm gonna keep it real from day one.
You might get
so some if I ever do that, pussy. just I'm just feeling like that. You know what I'm saying?
Get some crazy pussy. Dye your hair teal. It might happen.
Color is teal,
like a greenish.
Like a baby blue. Almost.
But don't you agree that
I gotta do wild savage colors though.
Oh okay, sure. Yeah. But you can't do red anymore. Everybody like Yachty and Dex got
red,
it,
bro.
You know,
I'll never do red, bro.
No. Now I'm like combing my brain for good colors.
That's some energetic ass shit.
Salmon. Oh yeah, you're so laid back. You're right. Yeah. What's your color? What's your favorite color?
I like black.
Yeah, me too.
But if I do a dark navy blue, motherfucking. A dark brown.
No, dark purple for the lean.
I want to do dark purple for. I want to do purple just because everybody did purple. I would never do purple because that's still too just energetic, bright, like.
What if you just did them black, like really, really dark black? That would look pretty wild.
Maybe. I don't think that would matter.
Probably wouldn't look that weird.
What made you go bald? That's my question.
I went bald.
Man, what happened? Let me see. You shine your shit.
Wow. I'm shining. I shaved it right before I came here. Like I wanted to look good.
Again, they should cut, buzz cut. Then they get the razor applied to their
shit. Oh, yeah. See, I don't go hardcore like that with that.
He ain't about to shine life.
I don't like the way white dudes look when they got the fully shaved head. It's shiny as fuck. I don't have to do that. I still have a hairline. It's just that when my hair is longer, it exposes the fact that my hairline is not that great.
Facts.
You know, I'm at that 33-year-old white guy with thinning hair swag.
You look like the nigga on your shirt right now. That's what you look like.
As soon as you walked in, I was like, damn, you should get a face tat. You could look just like him.
Yeah, like
a different face tat, yeah.
Boy, I'm about to roast
you. He said, boy.
Boy.
I feel like you guys are on the verge of breaking out into a roast battle right here. You're talking about each other's waves and shit.
Nah,
it could happen.
I ain't on that, man.
You ain't on the roast life? That doesn't happen with you normally?
Nah, I bake a nigga, but I ain't on that. I ain't on that, though.
That's good, yeah.
All them niggas from Atlanta had to fucking... Like that's like a part of the culture growing up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah man. So you know I got jokes. You did.
That's what I feel. You need that to survive, right?
Yeah.
That's how
you can't take a joke, then you just gonna take life hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Getting all butt hurt about
it. That's when you know who the weakling is out of the crew is when you're hanging out with somebody and you like make a little joke on them and they get offended or they get mad and you're like, damn, you really are not capable of hanging out.
Like,
yeah. Fuck you. But at the same time, you know how like there'll be a dude in the squad who. You talk shit to him one time and he'll just spaz the fuck out and then nobody will ever talk shit to him again because they're all scared of him?
No.
No? We don't fuck with scary dudes like that. All right,
I ain't scared of nobody.
So let me ask you this. When did you decide, like, I'm going to start rapping?
I was just rapping. Like, first time I rapped was on that Chris Brown beat, Shotty Shotty. Whenever that shit came out.
Okay.
That's when I made my
first
rap.
Yeah, really? That's the first time you rapped on?
I made a rap. I ain't seen.
That's fine.
You know, I be doing everything. I make all type of music. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a musical person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So what was influencing you to start rapping? Was it just the people in your neighborhood and shit? Or was it music on the radio? Or?
I always influenced people. You know what I'm saying? And I was influenced by Wayne, of course, because like, and Andre, because growing up, that's all my dad listened to. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Really? Wayne and Andre?
Andre, Wayne, always. And then I just found myself listening to some like, Paul Wall, like Mike Jones. My dad used to listen to A-Ball and shit.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I used to like chop and screw shit a lot. I still like it. But like I used to chop and screw songs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I remember Cardi had dropped his mixtape. First I was in like ninth grade. I chopped and screwed his whole tape. Shit was fire.
Wow, that's fire. But so did you feel like you always kind of had that personality where you were like super laid back and you wanted to make music that was kind of like that too?
Yeah, I always made music just to express how I was feeling. I knew niggas gonna relate because everybody felt the same way before, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right. That's what's up.
Everybody go through ups and downs.
But you're kind of, that's interesting you say that, because, like, okay, a lot of people, I heard you in an interview say that you just want to, that you really consider yourself a lyrical rapper, that you really take pride in your lyrics and everything.
But yeah, then, man, I'm a clever motherfucker.
Yeah, and I like, you do rap your ass off, but then at the same time, I feel like you're not afraid at all to make, like, catchy swag rap type shit
either.
Yeah,
bro, it's all about everybody, it's about how you feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like just, I'm just popping, just making pop shit music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, but, like, when I be rapping, like, I can't help the lyrics, they just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I freestyle, like, I probably wrote about like 8 songs before.
Right.
Out of all the songs I've ever made.
You say you wrote Parking Lot Pimpin', right?
Yeah, I wrote Parking Lot Pimpin'.
But that was real early, right?
Yeah, I was real early. So it took me a long time to write that.
Now are you more likely to just freestyle a verse?
Cause I got it unlocked now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm unlocked.
Once you like have that skill set, it's like, why do you need to write it down? Once you are, you can do it like in the booth punching in or whatever. When you see somebody punching in, it's like,
what's
really.
What's that nigga from Tribe Called Quest?
Q-Tip, Fife.
Fife Dawg.
Well, he's from, yeah, yeah.
I think he said, nah, I take that back. I think it was KRS-One. Mm. I think he the one who say, he writes so much, now it just come out like he don't even need to write no more. It just unlocked in his head.
Yeah.
Shit just come out. That's how it is. Like, you freestyle, you, well, like, you once that shit unlocked, while you rapping, that shit just unfold, the whole story unfold in your head, like, as you rapping, like, shit unscripting as you rapping fast. You know what I'm saying? Your mind thinking so fast, you know what I'm saying? Into a different mode with the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whole like, different world.
If you're like a boxer, you're not thinking about what punches you're throwing. It just comes out of you naturally because you've practiced so much.
Yeah.
Just muscle memory off top.
Muscle memory, yeah.
For real.
For real.
Yeah, he kind of said the same shit. He was like, I'll never read books. I'll just straight off the dome or something.
Yeah.
It was like that. That shit was tight.
But so wait.
I need to start reading books though because like, I need to strengthen my shit.
Reading is good. We have a book of rhymes here. It's very interesting. I'll show you that later.
Yo, that's my.
I don't never think I want to read a book of rhymes. So.
Bro, I said the same thing until we start.
I'd rather read books about just books, just read books, just good books.
Right.
You know what
Dude,
I'm saying?
Read about history and shit. Or you know, I like
if reading. If it's a good book, I want to read it. If it don't matter what genre.
Biographies. Because then you can like really learn in depth about people who are successful in life. That's why my favorite thing to read normally. You really get to live inside somebody's head when you read like a good biography, you know? Anyway, yo, was Cardi. So Cardi's your cousin. Was he a part of you starting to rap in the first place, or was he sort of just not involved with that?
Yeah, like, we went to the same school and like since middle school all the way to, like, 10th grade, and then he went to North Springs or some shit.
Okay.
I don't know where the fuck he went. So, boom, we had this group. It was me, him, and a couple other folks. We was called Sky High, some bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Boom, we was beefing with these 10th graders. They was called New Era. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you start beefing?
Because this nigga, this fat-ass nigga, Dane Justin, just dissed him for some reason. You know what I'm saying?
High school.
You're high school
beefing
shit.
About everything.
Beefing.
That's high before you guys figure. All had poles and shit, though, so at least it didn't get crazy, right?
Nah, niggas had poles, but, like, they wasn't on that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They was on some other shit.
So that was the original motivation was because you had beef? Okay.
So, boom. I mean, I always wanted to rap, but Cardi, he ain't play no role in that shit. But, like, we started really, like, want to take shit serious in ninth grade. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, boom. Start beefing them. Then them niggas say they only fuck with. They say everybody, we don't fuck with nobody in y'all group except me, Cardi, and this nigga named Chubb, you feel me? And we always rode together. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So motherfucking, we broke off. Made our own group, fuck it. We was called TFZ,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The fucking zombies.
I was about to ask, there you go.
Some shit, some crazy shit like that. Cardi made that, like, that shit was whack.
So a lot of people, though, have seen that video of Cardi, like, dancing when he was a young-ass kid.
Yeah, that was in middle school.
Right, but so that kind of just made everybody realize, like, damn, Cardi has always been this, like, really sort of creative, funny character. Was that, like, his personality from early on? Did he strike you as somebody who was, like, real creative and could go somewhere and rap?
Right, he was just, like, I don't even know. Like, he was just a he was one of them energetic ass niggas. Like, the niggas like a real class clown, like on some other shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like he was actually funny.
Like, he was just, I don't know, like, people just liked him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he was just clowning.
So he put out a tape while you were still in high school?
Yeah, but you know how motherfuckers just putting out music and call it tape.
Yeah.
GarageBand. We niggas making songs on GarageBand.
Right.
I doubt it on GarageBand.
I'm recording this on GarageBand right now. Mm-hmm. But yo, so
GarageBand.
So was he starting to pop off though? Were like people in your school and shit actually like really into what he was doing, and that made you think like, damn, I gotta start like actually taking this more seriously?
Nah, cause like I ain't even care about that shit. I always cared about I was on my own shit for real. Like I was always still like solo me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like niggas just was really just like, you know how niggas hang together, but at the end of the day it's still you.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's how it was always with me. Like, at the end of the day, it's still me. I just fucked with who I fucked with.
You never wanted to be in a group? Like, a real group?
I mean, a group, like, if it's with your fam, yeah.
But you look at, like, Migos, and it's like, they're so dope as a group, but
separate. That's how we like the Migos.
Right, they are
supposed
separate.
To be like the Migos, but we ain't like the Migos.
I feel like it would be so hard to be in a group where you have to like really rely on motherfuckers to be with you.
I don't know. Nobody
want to
be in nobody's shadow.
Yeah, you know exactly.
And then, like, I feel like I'm the one of the best rappers alive. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? I can't be under no nigga, bro.
Right.
You feel me? That's why I'm not signing Joey Fats.
Okay. Yeah. You're not signing Joey Fats.
No. Nah.
But he did announce at one point, like,
yeah,
he said.
He announced it, but I'm not no papers, no.
Okay. But do you fuck with him? Like, were you going tour with him and shit like that?
I was fucking with him, but like niggas just too high headed. Niggas bump heads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
I don't like to be, I don't know. Like, as far as this music goes, like, I don't see too many people over me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, I know I'm going crazy right now. Niggas can't tell me I ain't going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Because so it's like, if I'm going crazy right now, like, I can't be like trying to help you lift your shit, you know what I'm saying?
But how did that even come about? Were you like just kicking it with Joey and he just kind of had the idea to present it like that?
This nigga just called me one day and just was talking. You know what I'm saying? Never met this nigga before. He just called me. He's talking. I said, yeah, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with y'all. That's why I said, I'm going to fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Just kind of a regular conversation.
Regular convo. Nigga announced it. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up like, bro, you can't be. Can't change that sign, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga say, like, it's already tweeted. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was on like the roster on the website, all type of shit.
Well, that's interesting. We got that cleared up.
My own nigga, man. I'm 2900 Southside shit, man.
Well, okay, so explain 2900, what that exactly means and where it came from and everything.
Shit. Boom. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas from the Southside, you know what I'm saying? Like, in Atlanta, Southside is like, it's just like, it's like College Park. You got Clayco, you know what I'm saying? You got, and then you got the small ones in between. Union City, Fairburn, you know what I'm saying? Flatshow, you know what I'm saying? And we just always like the Union City, like I grew up around the College Park, Union City, Fairburn area, you know what I'm saying? And now we would call it 2900 because like it was like different bonds, 25, 20, you know what I'm saying? Schoolboy, you know what I'm saying? Jose Guapo, they used to be like 25, and so you know what I'm saying. We just like,
is that where 21 Savage comes from? Is it 2100 or something?
21, I don't even know. I don't be on his shit. I don't pay attention to that.
Why? You don't like him?
Nah, it's not. I seen him in a couple shows, like going up when niggas were still going up. Like, I've been having shows with niggas, you know what I'm saying? I've been rapping, you know what I'm saying? I've been influencing niggas, these young niggas, to rap, obviously, you know what I'm saying. Been having shows with him, so I just always used to see him. We always used to be booked together, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Seeing nigga everywhere. So it's just like, when we see each other, we be like, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically.
That's what's up. But so, okay, so that's your block, and you just decided to sort of turn it into your crew?
Nah, so we did it like, we just wanted to goddamn just have something that just gonna rep the South Side, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That everybody on the South Side feel like, oh yeah, man, he repping the South Side, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he chose 2900, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to put on for the whole South Side.
Yeah.
He did.
That's what's up. I gotta spend some time in Atlanta. We gotta go get a house out there for like a month.
Yeah.
gated community or something.
I got robbed in Zone 1 when I was like 11.
11?
I was 11.
And
I
probably had, by him.
Shout out Zone 3 shit.
I had a fucking gold plated chain on and niggas robbed me, so.
Damn.
Let's go. I'm going back.
And get we got to go back and find that
I gotta
guy.
I got to get my chain back, bro.
Yeah, if I get a crib in Atlanta for a month, I got to get behind like a gated community or some shit, because I ain't getting robbed by fucking OJ the Juice Man or nothing out there. I can't have Young Scooter rob me for my bricks.
Oh, yeah, Young Scooter definitely running off.
I heard there's this guy with a podcast. We're going to get him.
Free my nigga Jug, man. They just freed Man Savage, man. Yeah.
They did just free Man?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Damn.
Free Pronto, you heard?
Free Pronto, mash.
Important announcement right there. So, you did have like mixtapes early on and everything, but you've kind of stripped them away from your SoundCloud. What was like?
Yeah,
what do you not
shit,
like about that shit?
Still on,
still on
online
YouTube.
Mixtapes.
Oh, there too. Yeah.
Both of them shits online mixtapes.
Was your first tape with Fonny?
Yeah, my very first tape, the rarest tape ever. You know what I'm saying? It's really? So rare. It accidentally got deleted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Accidentally?
Accidentally got deleted.
Oh, so you wish that was still on your SoundCloud?
Bro, it was just some like one song got deleted, and other songs cover like the picture of the cover changed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro? Really?
Yeah.
So what was your relationship with he was your homie before you started rapping?
Who, Fonny?
Yeah.
Nah, I met him actually too. I met everybody actually too, Cardi. Like.
Oh, okay.
Because I had got kicked out of my crib. I wanted to go stay with my dad. You know, he's staying Gary, you know what I'm saying? My parents from Gary and his parents, his dad from Gary, you know what I'm saying, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Got kicked out. You know what I'm saying? Came back, like, maybe like, I got kicked out like 10th grade, came back 12th. You know what I'm saying? Middle 10th grade, you know what I'm saying? So came back. Cardi was slick, going crazy. Well, nah. Maybe like when I graduated, that's when he started going crazy, I guess.
Right.
And shit. One day I had got my own apartment, you know what I'm saying? When I was 18. You know what I'm saying? And he always used to put us in group chats. Me, him, and Fonny, and some other people, you know what I'm saying? My little bro, Nate Palm, you know what I'm saying? Duran, Free Duran. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, so, how do you get in your own apartment at 18?
Man, don't
I didn't have no bread to do that when I was 18, goddamn.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, one day, Fonny just came over. He just called me. We was always talking in group chat. He FaceTimed me one time. Then he just came over. Then that's how we just clicking every time. Mm-hmm. Then Cardi left and went to New York on his own shit.
Right.
Cardi be on his own shit.
So he wasn't going to be held down to be part of what you guys were doing. That was the point where he already was kind of blowing up, like people paying attention to him online and shit?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So what was the reaction when you put out that tape, though? Is that when people really started fucking with you?
Yeah. Especially when I dropped Parking Lot Pimpin'.
Right.
I let a few people hear it. They was like, oh, yeah, that's him. Drop that, huh?
Right.
That shit just started going crazy shit. Yeah. I ain't never promoted no song.
That wasn't
ever.
Even that long. What was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long time to me. I'm young as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
And that's crazy. That was 2 years ago.
2 years. People come in here and they're talking about, like, yeah, back in the day. And then I'm sitting there thinking, like, yo, that was 6 months ago.
Man, that, I mean,
all
shit
the
moves,
time.
I think shit
moves
fast.
Shit
moves
fast.
Moves yeah, fast as fuck. In the music industry, if you're from fucking Atlanta, you could be a nobody one day and be fucking famous the next day, literally.
But shit, niggas came up through the underground way.
Right.
A different way.
It's a lot doper than going and getting signed or some shit,
it's
right?
It's more longevity, you know what I'm saying?
You need to build like a real like fan base and people who like really genuinely fuck with you. Yeah.
You got that follow on SoundCloud. You can put on anything and you're going to have, you know, however many people really actually give it a shot. You know, that's like real valuable. When I see labels trying to blow up
they
artists that have no following.
Accidentally created that whole little shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
2 years ago, I was 18. I'm 20 now.
Right.
You feel me? I was 18. Finally was like 21.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like your next project is going to be like...
Next project going to shoot me out of here.
It's
going to
be huge, right? Yeah. Like, because that's...
He's going to be like, damn, this nigga so motherfucking fire. Like, yeah, he just be got down any way he could come. He can come different ways and still bang you with it, hit you with a banger. Like.
Right. Yes, I feel like everybody kind of knows your name and shit now. They know a couple songs, but they haven't had like that one project where they really been able to like you did, but it was like a year ago, two years ago, so they don't remember.
I ain't dropped a project since 2015 on Christmas.
Right.
Nigga, man, I don't know the blogs I'd be saying last year. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I dropped that shit on December.
Right.
2015.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, and you don't
I drop like maybe like 8 songs. Like,
right. Because your SoundCloud is 12 in total besides the stuff that you shared on it. So that's like, you make a lot of music and you're just concerned with like keeping it low key, keeping it rare?
I got a lot of music on the internet. On SoundCloud, I got like maybe like 200, 300 songs.
Oh, okay.
Miscellaneous shit.
Right, right. That's dope. But do you care about that a lot? Like spreading it out and like making sure that you don't drop stuff everything?
All the shit that's out or shit is just miscellaneous shit.
Right.
You know I heard that's like kind of the appeal sometimes.
I got hella music.
You could put out 100 songs and it's like the ones that hit and the ones that don't. And I feel like a lot of times
I feel like I came. Every song I make is going. It's going. Hey, you bouncing a song? You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. How do you feel about your music influencing grown adults like me to do serious drugs like Xanax and lean?
man, I used to do that when I was 18. That was the Xan wave. Like I feel like everybody go through that.
Yeah, you had a bunch of songs at that time that were just straight up Xanax
on my birthday,
anthems.
Bro. I did, like 6, 7.
Really?
I don't know. And I was up.
You were up.
I
would not be up. I'd be sleeping for 6 or 7 days.
I was just so lit.
Right. I
don't fuck with Xan, so.
You don't really fuck with him anymore. What happened?
That shit, man. The bomb. I just seen bad hoes turn to bombs.
Right.
That shit just make you bummy.
Dudes turned into straight weirdos that they do too much of that shit, you know?
Yeah. I ain't just dancing like a long, almost year and a half.
Really? Wow. That's really good, though, because that shit, it could have a terrible effect on you if you get too crazy on it. And with you doing so many songs about it, I was just kind of like, damn, is this kid going to be all right?
Cookie
Wave. Yeah. Cookie Wave.
Influencing the whole, what, like, all these new rappers, like, influence, like, it's crazy because I'm young as fuck still, but influenced so many of these new rappers. Like,
right.
So many, it's crazy.
Is it weird performing all those songs that are about drugs that you don't really fuck with anymore?
Nah.
No? You don't mind?
I don't mind.
Zan's in my body.
I think I was up to Zan that damn
I'm guessing, yeah. It sounds like you are. It's just
right there. Shout out to these haps, man.
Oh, yeah. It's so just like slick and laid back. I like that song, man. Yeah. But so, what about the lean? You still with that a little bit?
Yeah, Dex pulled me up on the line today, man. I'm
oh, word!
Yeah. Right now,
for real. Shout out to Dex for the line.
Shout out to Dex. He comes serious with it. He has like an intro on one of his tapes where he's just like, "People mad because I got all this money. I got all the lean." He's like, "I got all the lean,
man.
All of it that ever existed."
Bro, I guess I know who got all the lean, bro.
You do know who's got it?
I do.
Damn. Don't tell the cops not to look through your phone or anything.
Nah, hell nah. You don't need to talk about it through phones, man.
You fuck with anything else, or you just off the weed and lean?
Man, I might pop a perk, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
Might do some Molly. Yeah, nah.
Oh, so Molly's the only like upper that you just named. That's the question though, because
I like being up though.
You do, yeah, because you seem like you need a little bit of energy, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the lean and the Zans are gonna make you even more laid back. You're already laid back. You seem like the Molly or something might be what you're looking for to get you going.
Yeah, Adderall, motherfucker.
True. You never did coke?
Nah, I don't fuck with coke.
That's good. People in the hood, they're always too scared of coke.
Nah, right.
Not too scared.
Believe it or not, a lot of niggas in Atlanta be doing coke, man. It's a popular drug.
Yeah.
You gotta stop that.
Sometimes when I interview people, they act horrified when I ask them if they've ever done it.
It's a popular drug, man.
I guess this young Scooter's got to be selling to somebody. All right, what else are we going to talk about here? What's, like, your favorite song to perform live, and what songs have you felt, like, made the biggest noise for you in general?
Whole Thing. I love performing Whole Thing.
I love Whole Thing.
Yeah. It's my favorite song to perform.
Yeah. Can't Hang, because you're a stain. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Adam is low-key a stain.
I was going to say, am I a stain?
Adam is low-key a stain.
A stain is just someone who's like a mark,
lame,
right?
Nigga, a mark.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Which I become a goof. A goofy. You know what I'm saying?
A goofy. I like saying that, too. That's good. What about what, though? Like, what led up to what? What is definitely probably the biggest reaction you get when you play this song live, right?
Yeah. Well, what and her thing about the same.
Oh, really? Okay. So what happened with what? Like, how did the song itself come about? And then after that, we got to talk about one of the weirdest, craziest rap videos of all time for that song. We got to talk about that shit, too. So the song itself, how'd that come about?
Niggas just in the studio, bro. Man, this nigga's like this. Two headphone sets like this.
Mm-hmm.
Going back and forth like this.
You and Cardi were in the booth using the same mic?
Yeah, we wasn't even in no booth.
Oh, wow. That's fire.
We saying it at the same time. Like, he'll say what, then I say what. I said what, he said what. Like, you know what I'm saying? We was going back and forth the whole song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And was it like freestyle pretty much?
Freestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's freestyle. Crazy.
We did that song like maybe like three takes.
And so did it just occur to you right away, like, oh, we got a banger right here, we got to do a crazy video and shit?
Not even, hell no. Nah. They just played it. And then everybody just started going crazy. Like, whoever we played it for, they're like, man, play, run that shit back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it feels like the whole thing's a chorus. I actually looked up the lyrics and realized it's not a chorus the whole way through, but it feels like it kind of.
Because niggas just know how to just ride that motherfucker. Yeah. With us, we just meet, with me, Fronty, and Cardi, we just so fluent with each other. Like, we just flow right into each other's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just flow into each other's shit, like, just water, like, right. Every time.
So whose idea was it to do like a huge fucking video? That
it was Rocky's idea.
Really? He heard the song and he was like, I want to make this
happen.
I mean,
niggas always be cool in there with them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas, like I said, niggas love that song.
Right.
But nigga, of course, Cardi signed to Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, he loved that shit, you know what I'm saying? So nigga just like, shit, he just said, yo, I got this idea for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
But the idea is like Rocky having dinner with like 50 old white people.
And we just kind of fuck that shit up, nigga. Yeah.
It's weird that
I'm the one who
Rocky's
really be
idea.
Fucking shit up, though, for real. I'm the one who really
that was Rocky's idea. Like, I'm going to be the guy who's hanging out with all the old white people. And
man,
you guys
apparently
are gonna
just
fuck it
was
up.
In the business meeting or some shit, business breakfast, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Balls, I don't know what the fuck going on. Nigga, I guess he called us to pull up or some shit. We came, see what the fuck was going on. Shit, we like, what the fuck? We ain't never seen this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Seeing it since all the white hoes, I was on all them hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all their numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Did you really?
Yeah, for real.
There's some hot girls in that video, too. I'm acting like it's all old people.
They didn't see all the bad hoes I was in there.
Really?
They show mostly the old people.
The video's so funny because it's like you guys start rapping and then like all the old
people. I didn't even see them old people in the video, bro. I was just focused on the hoes.
But it's like 50-year-old dudes, like they all start dancing.
I was not, bro. I swear to God, bro. I didn't even see them. I didn't see no cat. You know, I didn't see none of that. And I was dead since the beginning of the video shoot.
Yeah.
You were just focused?
Focused.
Wow, that's fucking amazing.
On hoes.
Like I said, it was all hoes.
But I ain't like how they got down and had me rapping my shit in the video.
Oh, they didn't actually show you rapping?
Like, I ain't even really, I don't think I'm rapping one verse of my shit.
Right.
That's why a lot of people be thinking of just Cardi. Like,
I was confused a little bit.
I got the only verse on that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm in the hook, ad-libs, saying what, all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You think that song opened some doors for you with that just being the big video and everything?
Yeah, bro. I take it how it is, bro. I think, like, I don't never look at nothing back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm very thankful for that video. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So what about Rocky and just, like, the whole ASAP in general? Like, how did you come to be hanging out with them? Just through Cardi? Or, like, what's your relationship with him like?
Yeah, shit. They, like, everybody find out through, with me, like, me and Fonny through Cardi through the... Well, yeah, he had this Splur Gang. We had this Splur Gang page, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Cardi start getting noticed and shit, they start looking to death, like, what the fuck? What other shit he got? Well, niggas found us. It was like, damn, these niggas hard as fuck. Like, what the fuck? And they're like, Cardi hard? God damn, nigga, these niggas hard as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, boom, so shit. Cardi was, like, Cardi was just being Cardi, like, how he be Cardi, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga just always like, it wasn't, I don't never really be around Cardi, you know what I'm saying? Me and Fonny be together a lot, but now like me and Fonny probably see each other like every 2 months, 3 months now, cause we always are just ripping and road running, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like now niggas fuck with us OD.
So it's like people can't afford all three of you, they gotta pay for one.
Yeah, they gotta pay for one.
Right.
We did.
It's always what happens with like the group setting, you know? It's like all of a sudden everybody gets a little expensive. They gotta go on different tours.
Niggas is fire. Everybody fire.
Yeah.
All of us fire as fuck.
Think y'all
niggas
back
be birthing niggas like babies, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas don't be getting credit, but like niggas starting to get their credit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
but that's gonna be a crazy year. You think you got the XXL freshman cover this year?
Man, I don't know. I don't even really give a fuck.
You not into that stuff?
I mean, it is what it is. Like, but I know regardless of that shit, my shit finna go crazy, bro.
Right. I want to hear the tape. You got the tape?
Crazy,
how much of the tape
bro.
Is done? How many songs you got done?
I got all of them done, bro.
All of them? And you're just waiting?
Just waiting, bro.
What are you waiting for?
Can't tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Features?
No features.
No features on the whole thing? Who are you, J. Cole?
No, I ain't J. Cole. J. Cole on some other shit.
Yeah, you like
I'm
J. Cole?
On my pen, I'm on my player shit, you know what I'm saying? Real, I'm on my real life shit.
Mm-hmm. J. Cole's folding clothes. He's losing his virginity. Fucking
folding clothes, bro.
He's folding. Tweaking.
I want to fold clothes for you. I listened to that
song,
album like three
songs. Nigga got song talking like he a hoe. Like from a hoe perspective, like a bitch getting beat up. How a bitch feel about getting beat up.
Right. You ever hang out with girls though, and they tell you how much they like J. Cole, and I'm just like, yeah.
I never really hung out. I hung out with like, I can tell you on my count of my hands how many people like J. Cole. You know what I'm saying?
For real, dude. You look online.
Well, how many people
like
talk about J. Cole out of my whole life? I can count on my hands.
You not a fan?
No.
Yachty dissed him back in the day, but then Yachty kind of took it back. But then J. Cole dissed him. But then I think Yachty let it go.
Yeah, he should let it go. But it's no point.
He don't. Yeah, J. Cole don't want it with Yachty. Yachty would wash him in the battle. Somehow they would just find a way. He would say one funny thing and it would just be over.
Yeah, it's just like the way the fans work nowadays.
Yeah. Yo, but so, all right, you gotta tell me this. What was it like doing a song with Gleesh and Keith 8?
I mean,
that
shit,
that song's fire, and it's not even all in English.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted me to take Keith 8 off that shit.
For real?
Yeah,
I liked it. I like the energy.
Yeah, if you can see all the energy in the video, you know what I'm saying, really.
When you listen to his verse, are you able to enjoy it even though it's not in English?
I mean, I fuck with Keith 8, bro. He told me, like, I'm one of the niggas that he look up to, like, when he came to America. I'm one of the niggas who he was, like, really focused on trying to help develop himself.
For real?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why I did the song with him and shit.
Yeah. So how did that happen? He hit you up, and then, wait, he hit up you and Gleesh? Like, let's do a song?
Nah. Shit. Keith 8 hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And I was with my nigga Nash, who started leaning. You know what I'm saying? He was serving it to Gleesh, and I was with my nigga Benny, who also fought with Gleesh. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, we got in the studio with Gleesh, you know what I'm saying? I had Keith 8 with me. You know what I'm saying? I pulled up a beat. My nigga just hopped on that hoe. Gleesh one took that bitch. I walked in it, one took that hoe. Boom.
Easy.
Easy.
Do you feel like the best songs come from that sort of energy where, like, it's just vibing and, like,
it just all depends.
Not thought out?
It just all depends.
Right.
Oh, you got a bathroom in this bitch?
Yeah, right there on the left.
Really got pits.
You got it. All right, urination break done. Sorry about our bathroom. It's kind of gross in there.
It's cool.
It's got the litter box. Yo, we got to talk about one of my other favorite Uno songs. She want to fuck me for some clout. I want to know what fucking dimension
bro,
you were
so
in
like,
that
in Atlanta,
came out.
Bro, in Atlanta, bro, it was just like... Like back then, we used to go to the motherfucking House of Lotus, shit called House of Lotus. Everybody always used to throw their party there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But every time we go to a party, it's always the same hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Every party, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm seeing hoes in the party, like the same hoes, you know what I'm saying? Always fucking the nigga that's like the most popping, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they just fucking whoever just most whoever got a little bit of clout to them, they fucking, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So boom, I just got down. One day I was drunk and I was just thinking about that shit. Like I was texting this hoe, you know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking like, this bitch just wanna fuck me cause I'm going crazy, you know what I'm saying? Boom, I just made the song.
Did you feel like you sounded a little angry in that song, like the way you're saying
yeah,
it?
Yeah, man, these hoes just had to feel it, man. They got to feel it. You know what I'm saying? They got to feel it when I'm
that's
talking
the
to
fuck
them.
Shit I be talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hoes got to feel it when I'm saying.
But what's your outlook on girls, though? You want to be in a relationship or no?
No.
You're a player.
I ain't no player, man. It's whatever. If a bitch catch me, she catch me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm right now, I'm just on some. Give me that. You know what I'm saying? I need that.
I need that. What, you need as much as possible?
Yeah, I'm going.
You're going crazy with that too? Not just the music, the women as well?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Going crazy.
We're all going kind of crazy, I feel like, in our own ways. Everybody going crazy. Yeah. Oh, not lately, but, you know, just in general. Yeah. Hey, yo, can we talk about, I seen one fool on Twitter wilding out, like accusing you of being part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, what?
It's I don't just know. Some what, weird guy.
I didn't even pay that no attention, really, bro. But like, everything he was talking about, I was just like laughing.
Yeah.
Like, he was gonna like call you out and say you like sacrificed your soul.
I was tagged in one of the videos by him or some shit, and then I started realizing
through every like and like, oh, I'm tagged.
Oh, and it was a nigga on YouTube. Huh?
No, it was on Twitter, but he would make a video of himself talking like to Uno, being like, "You trash, you can't rap, you're with the devil," and I was just bugging. Like, do you have a lot of weird fans? Are you popular enough that you got the weird?
I don't
fans
even know. I still don't know to this day like what type of fans I got, bro.
Really? That's how you feel?
Yeah. I don't know yet.
When you go out on tour and stuff, though, you can't make the call on what the demographic is?
I don't know. I just, like, see the songs, whichever got the numbers the most is whatever they like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I make music just for vibes, so, like, I don't know.
Do you think you're going to be on Cardi's mixtape?
I don't know.
You're not sure yet? It's just all
nobody knows nothing.
Really? Is that secret?
Yeah.
You heard most of it? Really? Damn, that is secretive, then.
Yeah.
Could you ever see yourself doing another tape with Fonny?
Mm, of course.
You guys could
Fonny, my
bro. Gotta get that Spur Gang reunion, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fact.
That would be dope.
Every time they see it together, it's always a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Fonny got like a crazy chemistry, like on the song.
Mm-hmm. That's my bro.
Yeah, y'all niggas go crazy, bro.
We've been through a lot of shit together.
I hung out around him a little bit, but would you say he's as laid back as you?
Nah.
You're the more laid back one.
I'm the most laid back.
He's pretty laid back too, though. You think that's why you get along?
I'm really geek right now, too.
Geeked?
Yeah.
Off what? You popped Molly before you came in here?
Nah. Just gas. You rolled a lot of that backwood.
Yeah. I don't know why that happened. I never rolled a guest a blunt before, but I was just like, man, Uno might need this.
I told you to roll me a blunt.
That was why. You said to roll a blunt, and then I was like, I'll roll one for him, and you guys could maybe smoke it together.
You pass it over.
All right, so Uno's actually got to run out of here a little bit early. You know, these rappers, they got all kinds of obligations and stuff. Can we just get some shout-outs and let us know what to look forward to coming forward?
Man, I can't tell y'all when Tay dropping, man. Just know it's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Ho 34, you know what I'm saying? Thousand Band shit. Shout-out to Cardi, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to ASAP, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Ho Southside. Shout-out to my gang right here, man.
Yeah,
that's all them, man.
Uno, man, I'm looking forward to this project. I really want to see it. I want to see you shock
free
the world.
Free school. You know what I'm saying? Free my nigga Charles. I'm not saying free my nigga. Yeah, free Charles too, bro. He in the military. Free that nigga. Ooh.
That's just
you
bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Free that nigga.
Free that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Free Pronto, man.
Free everyone.
Yeah.
Let's just burn all the joils down. Yeah. Everybody behind the wall.
Be smoking up for y'all, man. Pour a drink for y'all, man.
Easy. Hey, Uno the Activist, you see the links right on the screen. Check him out. Follow him on SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Thank you very much, man, for coming through and doing the interview. I'm glad that we could get this out of the way.
Facts, facts.
We're glad we made that tweet untrue.
Yeah, the old tweet where you said you'd never do the interview.
Yeah.
That's all right. I understand. That was a weird one for me because I had like just really started listening to you around that time. And then I saw the tweet where you're like, I ain't never doing a No Jumper interview. And I was like, all right.
No, because I was just saying like, it was just a lot of people on here that was like, damn, bro, like, these niggas, like, I helped create these niggas. You
right.
Feel? It was a lot of them out here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we got one of the originals out here, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to the music, man. Because House Phone, he's the one who I think you turn him on and be playing this shit all the time.
Always, man. Nah, Ned is the one who puts everybody. White homie Ned from out here.
Shout out to Ned, man.
Hey, Ned is crazy on the beats too. Ned played me your shit for the first time, and then we just all started fucking with him.
Oh, I need some beats, man.
Bro, let's Ned is nice too. I'm fucking. Shout out Nedar, man. Shout out my nigga.
Shout out my man Ned, and shout out to Uno the Activist. Thank you very, very much for coming through and doing this interview. Really appreciate it. Check us out. No Jumper, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Lil House Phone.
Yeah,
we out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
ain't shit. 2900. It's that side way.
Actually, I lied. This white bitch with a fire top named Taylor, she played in the parking lot pimping for the first time. So I need to slide you her way because she got your fire top.
Fire.
She's like, you never heard of this song? I was like, nah, this is fire.
Instagram way. With the fire top.
The Instagram way. Yeah.